So what ends up happening sometimes is I have the opportunity to interview people, but it's not necessarily when I'm able to do it live on the air. So what ends up happening is I'll record it and possibly play it the next day. That happened on Friday with the creator of Girls Gone Wild, Joe Francis. Joe Francis has been around controversy. It seems like ever since he started Girls Gone Wild, he's been sued. He's had to go to jail. All kinds of stuff. I've interviewed him before when I was on a different radio station, and it seemed like he was really partied out and gave one-word answers and just really wasn't there. In this interview, he's definitely awake. He's definitely there. He's definitely coherent. So it seems like he had turned the corner. You know what I'm saying? It seemed like he had, you know, he's on the right track. He's on his way back to doing the right things. Again, this was Friday when I did the interview. Over the weekend, it came out that Joe Francis has been accused of physically attacking two of his female employees, one of whom is pregnant. Joe Lee allegedly went on his rampage at the Santa Monica office of his company, Mantra Films. What set him off was discovering a woman using her cell phone to send a letter to the media, writing him out for doing, quote, bad things at the company. There's no word on what the bad things are. Source says, quote, Joe came back and physically attacked the female employee and another employee in the accounting department who was visibly pregnant. Other employees came to their aid, including a top company official. Joe then fired everyone involved. Employees, even if they only viewed the attack. The Santa Monica police were called and took statements. Police are still investigating. So, it seems like this happened after I did the interview that day. It's coming out that this happened on Friday after I did the interview. It puts a completely different light on the interview now. It really and truly does. I talked to him, then later on in the day, he allegedly attacks two women, one of which being pregnant. So think about that as you listen to the interview. I have not listened to it since Friday, so I'm going to be interested myself to see how it comes off, especially knowing what I know now. You know what I'm saying? So here it is from Friday, Joe Francis from Girls Gone Wild. 97.9-105.5 KISS FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. Girls Gone Wild. Mr. Joe Francis is on the phone. Joe, how you doing, dude?
How you doing, Big Papa?
I'm doing all right. Where am I catching you today?
I am sitting in Bel Air.
Well, number one, thank you for getting up early for us. Have you been to bed yet?
I have been to bed, and I'm probably on my Ambien is probably still kicked in here.
Joe, you are the for a while I considered you like the American dream. You started off
for a
and,
while.
Well, here's the thing, dude. I mean, you did it, and you started Girls Gone Wild in the entertainment company. All of a sudden, you're rolling in the dough. Next thing I know, every time I hear your name, it's lawsuits or jail or drama or this, that, and the other. Does drama follow you, or are people just gunning for you?
Well, I think both. I think. You know, a little bit of drama is not so bad, especially when you're, when you're selling a product and you're engaged in a business that's fun for people to talk about. Especially, you know, it was more so 13 years ago or 10 years ago. You know, now it's calmed down a lot, but you play some of it up because it definitely sells more DVDs. More people go to girlsgonewild.com.
Absolutely, again, Joe Francis. It's Girls Gone Wild. And I understand the whole, you know, as long as they spell my name correctly, no publicity is bad publicity. But I think it.
I don't believe in that. I personally, because I think, O.J. Simpson murdering two people is bad publicity. I don't think you're ever getting around that fact.
Yeah, okay, all right. You got me on that. You pulled the O.J. card. You got me on that one.
I know, it's tough.
But yeah, here's the thing, and my buddy.
I shouldn't have done that. I'm sorry, Bob.
Well, no, you're fine. But Joe, my buddy and I were talking, and the fact that you are kind of out there, you're very, I'm doing really well, and, you know, I don't want to say arrogant, but you're, you know, you're confident. And that self-confidence sometimes rubs people the wrong way, and that could, do you think that's a reason why some people are gunning for you in some way, shape, or form?
Well, look, absolutely, but not gunning for me now. I think, look, I've learned my lesson for, you know, exactly what you're talking about, man. It's like, look, I was young, I was successful. You know, I was completely self-made. You know,
did you feel like you were untouchable?
Not at all, though. See, that's the part that it's just ridiculous. I feel lucky every day. I feel lucky every day to be alive. And, you know, it may have come across, you know, to, like, you know, look, jealousy is always a factor. But
right.
It's like, I was never arrogant about it, about anything. Or you know, I work late at night and wake up early in the morning and you know, work my ass off to get what I have.
And you deal with drunk girls. And anybody who has to do that, I mean, come on now. You should be qualified for a sainthood at this point.
Yeah, well, I think people, you know, who work in restaurants, nightclubs, bars probably deal with drunk girls a lot more than I do. I mean, I actually haven't been on the road in 3 years.
Oh.
Maybe 4 years. I mean, it's quite the job, I must say.
Absolutely. Again, we're talking to Joe Francis, Girls Gone Wild. Talk to me. Number one, how'd you hook up with Mark Cuban? And talk to me about Girls Gone Wild, the search for the hottest girl in America. Talk to me about that.
Well, the Girls Gone Wild search for the hottest girl in America is, I've known Mark Cuban for years. He has a house out here in Los Angeles, and he's a great guy. He's a really smart guy. And look, I get offered 10 reality shows a week, you know, from every major network, but no one was willing. I almost did a deal with HBO, about three or 4 years ago. And, cause, you know, they're the only ones that would let you have the, you know, creative liberty. And, Mark calls me up, one day and said, you know, let's do a show. And
P.S. Joe,
I'll give you whatever you want. And, it's a perfect fit for us and you can do whatever you want. And I said, great.
And it's Girls Gone Wild presents Search for the Hottest Girl in America on HDNet. So make sure you check it out. By the way, Dennis Huff at the Moonlight Bunny Ranch thanks you for turning down the reality show because he made out really well for it.
I love Dennis Huff. And that's actually a good show.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not bad at all. It's Girls Gone Wild.
Do you ever have old Dennis on?
I'm sorry?
Do you ever have old Dennis Hoffman?
Yeah, he's been on a couple times. I'm getting married next year. He's offered to fly me out and to give me the whole Big Papa treatment, he called it, for my bachelor
party.
Take
him up on that offer. Dennis is a good guy.
Nice. Nice. Have you calmed down at all since everything happened? And have you calmed down with the partying and stuff like that?
Yeah. And but also, you know, it's kind of like another thing that gets played up more. You know, it depends if you're going to places in LA with cameras. It just seems like you're out all the time.
Okay.
You know, when really, you know, we're kind of all going to the grocery store. We're kind of all going to, you know, whatever. We're kind of all going to restaurants. We're, you know, but the only difference is if you go to certain places in LA, you get photographed every night.
That's fair. That's
but
fair.
Of course, we all slow down with age, man. You know, I'm 37 now.
It's Joe Francis, Girls Gone Wild, girlsgonewild.com. And on HDNet, it's Girls Gone Wild presents the search for the hottest girl in America. I know you got a jet. One thing before you go, it's the quick six. Six questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, all right?
All right, big brother. Let's do it.
Here we go. What song was the last song you downloaded to your iPod?
My girlfriend did. Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA.
Oh, no. Oh, you did.
Oh, God.
Oh.
True.
I'm embarrassed for you.
I love that little Miley Cyrus. talented artist.
If you weren't the head honcho of Girls Gone Wild, what would you be doing for a living?
I'd be the head honcho of Girls Gone Wild in some other country.
Favorite toy as a child?
I had a little toy truck, but like a battery operated one that I drive around and around in circles. I loved it.
Favorite? What movie we stop and watch every single time it's on?
What movie? I'm sorry?
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
Oh, Scarface, of course.
I think I know the answer to this one. Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
The vagina.
There you go. Favorite toy as an adult?
Oh, boy. That's probably a jet.
It's Joe Francis, Girls Gone Wild, girlsgonewild.com. Girls Gone Wild presents Search for the Hottest Girl in America on HGNet. Dude, thank you for the time, and I'm glad things have calmed down for you.
Yeah, bro. Thank you very much. And if people want to read about all that stuff, they can go to meetjoefrancis.com and read the twisted story and see a lot of pics and stuff.
Sounds good. Meetjoefrancis.com. Joe Francis, everybody. We'll be right back. Big Papa in the morning on KISS FM. Thank you, dude.
Thank you, Robin, man. You take care, bro.
All right, later, bro.